哈利路亚，各位主内亲爱的长子弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to you all, brothers and sisters, elders and deacons.
今天早上灵恩会的第一节，小弟要用追求神国的征服跟大家一起来互相的学习。
And the first session for our spiritual convocation this morning, I will use the topic of to seek true blessings in God's kingdom as a sharing for all of you.
请看马太福音六章三十三节。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33.
马太福音六章三十三节。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. 请读。Verse 33 says, But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
这次加连给全国的灵恩会的主题就是先求神国神义。
And this time, the topic, the theme for this year given to the churches by the CCC has been first seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
昨天我们讲过了，人生有两种追求。
And last night, we talked about how there are two pursuits in this world.
如果你追求世界，最后的结果就是空虚跟重担。
Once you pursue the world, then the end result will be emptiness.
不是说那些世界的东西不好。
Not to say the things of this world is bad.
而是它没有办法完全的满足你。
However, they are unable to fully make us content.
但是到最后你得到了，也是失去了。
And later on, even if you have begotten, you will lose them.
但是如果你追求神，追求信仰。
However, if you pursue God and you pursue your faith.
不单止你不用担心世界上面所需要的。
Not only will you not have to worry about the provisions of this world.
你还会得到神赐给你的满足、平安跟喜乐。
You will also receive the satisfaction, peace, and joy that the Lord will bestow upon you.
关键就是三十三节，主耶稣的应许。
The key is in verse 33, the promise of the Lord.
你先求神的果，神的义。
That first, you seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
那其他东西呢？你需要的都加给你了。
And all these other things will be given to you as well.
这两样都有的意思。
And that you will be satisfied in both of these things.
那我们说要追求神的果。
When we talk about seeking the Lord's kingdom,
什么叫做神的果呢？
What is His kingdom?
很简单，神的果就是神可以掌权的地方。
Very simply put, it's the empire in which He has control over.
神的果可以很大，这是属灵的天国。
His kingdom is great because it's a spiritual kingdom.
但是神的果也可以很小。
However, His kingdom can be also very minute.
在我们的心里面。
That it's small enough to be in our hearts.
那我们呢，信耶稣啊，一直在向主耶稣祷告。
Then we often pray to the Lord Jesus.
当然，我们祷告有很多的事情向神求。
Of course, in our prayers, we have many items for intercession.
但是最重要的要求什么？
However, what is the most important request of all?
我们看马太福音同一章六章的第十节。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of Matthew, same chapter, chapter 6, verse 10.
六章的第十节。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 10. Verse 10 says, Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
主耶稣这里告诉我们念主祷文，就是要祷告的方向。
Here the Lord Jesus gives instructions on how to give the Lord's prayer, which is giving us the direction for prayer.
第九节就是学习祷告的开头的对象，还有要赞美。
Verse 9, it describes, it tells us who to pray to and how that we must praise before our request.
第十节就是说你要祷告的方向。
Verse 10, it tells us the direction that we ought to pray in.
第一句话，主耶稣说要祷告的方向就是求神的果可以降临。
The Lord Jesus instructs us that the first thing we ought to pray for His kingdom to come.
就是神给我们的方向。
This is the direction given to us by the Lord.
往往跟我们自己的方向相反。
It may be opposite to our own direction.
我们一跪下去，通常是求健康啊，求事业啊，求儿女啊。
Because often, as soon as we kneel down, we pray for health, we pray for prosperity, we pray for our sons and daughters.
都是物质的东西比较多。
More often, it's materialistic things.
讲完了，累了，阿门了，拜拜了。
And as soon as we get tired, we say amen, and that's the end of our prayer.
这个就好像一个孩子啊，来到爸爸妈妈的面前。
This is as if it's a child coming before his parents.
开口就是说你要给我东西。
As soon as he opens his mouth, it's asking for things.
我想要什么？
I want this.
要给我钱。
Please give me money.
你要带我去哪里？
Please bring me here.
你要让我快乐。
Please bring me joy.
每一句都是我。
Every sentence starts with me and it's about you.
如果这是三岁的小孩就算了。
If it's a three-year-old child, then let it be.
如果30岁了，每一次开口跟父母都是我。
However, if this child is 30 years old and every time he opens his mouth, it's about him.
父母一定会摇头，永远不长大。
Then perhaps his parents will shake their heads and say that he has never fully grown up.
长大了再问父母你想要什么？
Because a child who has grown up will ask the parents, "What do you want?
我可以为你做什么？
What can I do for you?"
所以祷告的方向，第一句就是神啊，你的国要降临。
Therefore, the first thing we ought to pray for is how, Father, may your kingdom come.
就是先求神国神意的意思。
Which is to say that we ought to first pray for His kingdom and His will.
你不可以跪下去就讲自己的东西。
We should avoid kneeling down and first praying for your desires.
先想到神要我们求什么。
Let us first consider what does the Lord want us to pray for.
那神是不会错的。
The Lord is never wrong.
神叫你先求神国神意，肯定对你有好处。
When God says that it's beneficial for us to ask for His kingdom and His righteousness, then it will be a good thing.
为什么？
And why is that?
请看罗马书14章17节。
Let's take a look at the book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 17.
罗马书14章17节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Romans chapter 14, 17 says, "For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit."
所以说神的国不在乎吃喝，就是物质。神的国跟物质没有太大的关系。
Here it says how the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, which is to say it's not of materialistic things.
神可以给你吃喝，没有问题。
But of course, the Lord can give you substances.
但是神的国不在乎，这是他的本质，不在乎这些。
However, its essential substance is not of eating and drinking or the worldly things.
真的国是看不见的。
You cannot see the kingdom of God.
但是却可以感受得到。
However, you can sense it.
如果你得到神的国。
If you have received the kingdom of God,
你活在公义里面。
Then you live within righteousness itself.
就是你常常做事情都是可以做对的选择。
And that is to say, every time you conduct yourself, you are conducting in the right.
做 the right thing 就是做对的选择。
You are going to choose the right thing.
那你做对的事情，你心中当然就有平安了。And
of course, once you do the right thing, then you will have peace in your heart.
你老是做错误的决定，你哪有平安？If
you often conduct the wrong things, then how can you have peace in your heart?
你心中常常都有平安。If
you often have peace in your heart,
你没有需要什么物质的刺激，你都很喜乐。
Then even without any worldly stimulations, you will still have joy and satisfaction.
你不一定要大吃大喝才会很高兴。
Then you do not need the big feasts and the large drinks in order to be happy.
你也不需要很多朋友陪着你，你才不孤单。
You also do not need the company of many friends in order not to feel lonely.
有神同在就觉得很喜乐。
You have the abundance of the Lord, and because of that, you feel joyful.
所以你看，公义、平安、喜乐，这个世界上买得到吗？
Then in that case, righteousness, peace, and joy, can you purchase this in this world?
像很多家庭啊，什么都有。
We often look at many families who lack nothing.
但是没有公义，没有平安，没有喜乐。
However, what they do not have may be righteousness, peace, and joy.
所以我们的目标就是要神的国降临。
With that said, our goal is for God's kingdom to come.
好，我们看路加17章21节。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verse 21.
路加福音17章21节。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verse 21.
21节，请读。
Chapter 17, verse 21 says, "Nor will people say, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is,' because the kingdom of God is within you."
主耶稣讲了，到底神的国要在哪里？
The Lord Jesus describes where exactly is the kingdom of God.
不是在外面。
It's not in the outside.
有人说，哎呀，看这边，看那边，神的国在这里，神的国在哪里？
It's not to say it's here or it's there. It's none of these places.
是在我们的心里。
But rather, it's in our hearts.
所以主耶稣的祷告还有。 就是耶稣所说的，要先求神的国，神的义。
And this is why the Lord Jesus instructed us that we must first seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
好，那问题是要怎么样求？
So how do we ask for these things?
要怎么样求才可以让神的国临到我们呢？
How do we plead so that the Lord's kingdom will come upon us?
好，那我们从主耶稣讲了一段话，找到一个秘诀，就是登山的宝训。
And through a passage that was spoken by the Lord Jesus, we find the mystery within it, which is a passage about climbing up the mountain.
Beatitude. The beatitude.
The beatitudes.
我们看马太福音的第五章。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音的第五章。
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 5.
第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. Now, when he saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him. Verse 2. And he began to preach to them, saying,
第三节,
verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
这段是非常有名的主耶稣的一篇讲章。
Now, this is a very famous passage of Jesus' teaching.
因为主耶稣是上山上面去讲的。
Because the Lord Jesus went up on a mountainside in order to teach this.
所以一般来说叫做登山的宝训。
Which is to say, this is a message up on the mountainside.
你要听主的话, 你要跟耶稣上山呢。
If you want to hear the Beatitudes, then you must accompany the Lord up onto the mountainside.
山上空气好, 又安静, 没有烦扰。
It's quiet on the mountain and the fresh and the air is fresh, there's no distraction.
主耶稣带他们上山。
And the Lord brought the disciples up onto the mountain.
那在山上他讲了有八福的这个道理。
On the mountain there are beatitudes or eight points.
其实啊, 总括起来就是一种福。
Of course, when you look at it all together, there's one big blessing.
这种福就是当你得到神的国的人会有的福。
This one big blessing is the kind that you will receive once you have received the kingdom of God.
不是真的是有八种不同的福。
It's not that there's eight different kinds of blessings.
而是你要怎么样做, 你要做到这八点, 你才会得到神果这个福。
More so, it's the eight points that you must try to accomplish before you're able to receive the kingdom of God.
因为你看啊, 你看这个开头跟结尾都是讲神果,
天果。Because if you look at the beginning and the end of the Beatitudes, it talks about the kingdom of heaven.
你看, slide 下一页啊, 你看第三节圣经, 信心的人有福了, 因为天国是他们的。
Because if you look at chapter 5, verse 3, it says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
那第一个福讲天国。
This is the first beatitude which talks about the kingdom of heaven.
第八个呢? 第十节, 为义受逼迫的有福了, 因为天国是他们的。
Now, when you look at the eighth beatitude, it says, Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, because theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
好像一个框框, 头跟尾都是讲天国。
It's almost like the first two halves of a bracket.
里面呢, 都是讲里面的, 天国里面的满足的, 喜乐, 怎么可以得到?
And within the brackets, it's talking about what's in the kingdom of heaven and how to receive the kingdom itself.
怎么样追求神的果?
So how do we pursue God's kingdom?
就是要做到追求可以做到八福这八个要点跟目标。
It can be achieved if we pursue the Beatitudes and these eight goals.
好，那我们来看看到底。 我们要追求哪几点作为我们灵恩会学习的方向？
And for our mutual learning during the spiritual convocation, we'll take a look at how we pursue these eight points.
第一福。
The first beatitude.
我们看第三节。
Let's take a look at verse 3.
就说虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Verse 3 says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
怎么可以得到天国？
How do we receive the kingdom of heaven?
首先你要虚心呢。
First, we must be poor in spirit.
虚心的原文或是英文翻译就是心灵觉得很贫穷。
Although in Chinese it says humility or humbleness, however, in the original text, it's quite adherent to the English text, which says you are poor in your spirit.
如果你要得到神的果。
If you want to receive the kingdom of God,
你一定要自己觉得很可怜，自己觉得很贫穷。
Then you almost have to feel like you pity yourself and that you're poor in your spirit.
自己觉得需要神呢。
You feel poverty. You feel like you need God.
这个观念很重要。
This is a very important concept.
你不要觉得神需要你。
Please do not think that God needs you.
神没有你，神还是神。
If God does not have you, He is still God.
你不来教会对神没有影响。
If you do not come to church, it actually doesn't really have an effect on God.
顶多少一些人，神还是神，他的旨意、他的作为、他的救恩还是会成全。
There's less people in the congregation. However, His identity, His salvation, His will, it is still all the same.
他顶多就是很伤心、很失望。
He will be disappointed and he will be grieving for your loss.
他不需要我们。
However, he doesn't necessarily need you.
但是人很需要神。
However, for people, we really need God.
人没有神，就好像活着没有空气，吸不了氧气。
When people do not have God, it's almost like they're living without air. They're lacking oxygen.
你吸不到氧气，就窒息了，就快死。If
you do not have oxygen, then you're suffocating and you're near death.
人没有神，就好像生活没有目标，没有方向。Without
God, it's like people are living without goal, without direction.
但是很多人觉得好好的，我不需要神呢。However,
a lot of people, they don't feel this. They feel like they're fine.
我礼拜一到礼拜我就工作，礼拜六、礼拜天去玩。
They feel like even without God, they work Monday to Friday and they pursue entertainment on the weekends.
尤其是年轻人不喜欢去教会。
Especially for young people, they don't really like to coming to church.
觉得说去教会很无聊。
They feel like coming to church is very boring.
没错，因为他们觉得不需要神。
Because they don't feel the need for God.
但是当了有一天遇到事情。
However, one day when you have encountered something,
人不遇到事情不会觉得自己需要神。
Often, before you've encountered something, you will not feel like you need God.
或是你年纪越来越大了。Or
perhaps you are getting older.
你看懂，看得透人生。You
have seen through life.
信了主，越信得越久，越会反省。And
the longer you have believed in the Lord, the more you will reflect upon yourself.
其实我很需要主。Actually,
I really need God.
没有主，我真的活不下去。Without
God, I cannot live.
我是一个很可怜的、心灵很贫穷的人。I'm
a person who has poverty in spirit.
其实每一个人心灵都很穷。In
actuality, we are all poor in spirit.
很多人因为他拥有很多的物质，忘记了自己心灵很贫穷。More
often than not, we feel that we're poor in spirit because we are so abundant in worldly things.
你看加拿大，什么都有。
Coming to Canada, there's everything.
大家的家里也什么都有。
Mostly in our homes, we are lacking nothing.
我去非洲的时候，看到那些信徒去他们家里。
When I go to Africa and I go to the homes of the believers.
有时候拿不出一张好的椅子给我坐。
Sometimes they don't have a spare chair for me to sit on.
有时候就是一张床。
Sometimes there's only one bed.
那其他小孩都睡地上。
And the children sleep on the floor.
去看他们的厨房，就是几个锅子，几块石头。
And when I tour their kitchen, it's merely a pot on top of a few rocks.
我说你没有冰箱啊？你没有冰箱吗？
And I said, do you not have a refrigerator?
他说笑一笑，我们不需要冰箱。And
they laughed a little bit and said, we don't need one.
我们吃东西没有剩的，只有不够而已，不需所以不需要冰箱。
Because we never have leftovers, our meals only have insufficiency. We never have overflow.
反正这一餐吃完了没钱了，也不晓得下一餐的钱什么时候有，所以不需要冰箱。
And they say that sometimes after we finish this meal, we don't know where the next meal will be, so we don't really need a fridge at all.
我说你有没有银行账户？
And I asked you, do you have a bank checking account?
他说我们也没有账户。
And they said, no, I don't.
因为不需要账户，没有钱可以存。
I don't have a bank account because I don't have any savings to store.
好可怜。
And I pity them.
比起我们，他穷太多了。
In comparison to us, they have much poverty.
但是真正的穷有时候不是物质的穷。
However, the true poverty sometimes it's not materialistic things.
虽然人家那么穷，但是人家的心情很好。
Even though they are poor in worldly things, however, their faith is great.
聚会也找几个钟头之路就去聚会。
And in order to go to service, they sometimes have to walk for a few hours.
家里只有一套漂亮的衣服，就留来安息日穿。
And they may have one beautiful outfit, they save it for Sabbath day.
虽然物质很缺乏，但是常常仰望神，常常祷告。
Even though they are lacking in worldly possessions, however, they look up to the Lord and they pray often.
没有钱可以依靠，没有世界可以依靠，我都要依靠神。
They don't really have money or worldly things to rely on, so their sole reliance is God.
看他们唱诗，看他们祷告，看他们聚会，那个脸就很喜乐。
When you see them sing hymns, when they see them praise or attend service, there's so much joy.
所以啊，神的果就在他们心里了。
Therefore, when we look at this, the kingdom of God is in their heart.
但是如果你觉得自己心中什么都有，
on the other hand, if in your heart you feel like you have everything already,
那就很难得到神的果。
Then it's really hard to have the kingdom of God.
那神呢，喜欢心灵贫穷的人。
God, He takes favor in those who feel like they're poor in spirit.
我们看一个例子。
Let's take a look at one example.
看路加福音19。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19.
路加19章的第五节。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verse 5.
Slide 13, page 13. 路加19章的第五节。
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verse 5. Verse 5 says, When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.
在这里主耶稣遇到一个心灵贫穷的人。
Here, Jesus, he encounters someone who feels poor in spirit.
在路加福音里面记载了两个税吏，他们都是心灵贫穷的。
In the Gospel of Luke, there records two tax collectors, and both of them felt like they were poor in spirit.
第一个就是撒该。
The first one is Zacchaeus.
他有钱。
He's very rich.
因为整天贪污。
Because he was corrupted and he has gathered a lot of money that's not really his. He can buy anything he wants.
但是他开心吗?
However, is he happy?
他应该是一个不太开心的人。
He must feel not very happy.
因为有钱,但是没有朋友啊,
because even though he has plenty of money, he did not have any friends. No one wanted to associate with them.
他有的就只有钱。
The only thing he has is wealth.
所以有句话叫穷的只剩下钱。So
there's a saying that says you're so poor that you only have money.
很可怜的。It's
very pitiful, actually.
他心中一定是不快乐。Because
there's a lot of unhappiness in his heart.
但是又没有解决的方法。However,
there doesn't seem to be a solution.
钱什么都可以买，但是买不到快乐，买不到平安。You
can buy anything with money. However, the only thing you cannot buy is happiness and peace.
哦，有一天耶稣经过了。
One day, Jesus came by where he lived.
他人又矮,
He's a short guy.
那矮的人有时候头脑还是不错。
Sometimes when someone's short, then they're actually quite intelligent.
动动脑筋,爬到树上,人矮没关系,树我可以爬。
And because he was smart, he climbed onto a tree.
他要看看耶稣,听说这个耶稣很厉害。
He wanted to take a look at Jesus because he's heard good reputation about him.
会很会讲道, 然后又行了很多神迹奇事。
He heard that this Jesus gave a lot of good teachings and that he also performed miracles and signs.
很想看看他长怎么样。
He really wanted to see what Jesus looked like.
结果主耶稣经过,抬头一看,看到撒该在树上。
When Jesus reached that spot, he looked at and saw him on a tree.
主耶稣说,撒该,快下来。
And Jesus said to him, Zacchaeus, come down.
这句话震撼了他。
This sentence, it stunned him.
通常人走路,人那么多,不会抬头看。
Because often, if you're walking among a huge crowd, you wouldn't really look up.
你前面的那么多,你都看不完。
You have so many people in front of you, you can't even finish processing all this.
主耶稣竟然要抬头看。
However, Jesus actually glanced up.
还叫了出他的名字。
And he even said his name.
这个就很奇怪，主耶稣怎么认识我？
This is really bizarre. How does Jesus even know me?
还不单止这样。
And not only that.
主耶稣说，今天我要到你家里去住。
Jesus said, I must stay at your house today.
哇，这个大人物竟然说今天要住我家里，不是来我家看一看，还要在我家里住。
Such a great figure. Not only did he say he's coming to my house, but he also asked to stay.
大家都不敢跟我握手，不敢跟我吃饭。
And everyone else, nobody wants to shake hands with me. Nobody wants to even share a meal with me.
因为我是个罪人啊，大家不喜欢我。
Because I'm a sinful person, nobody likes me.
但是耶稣不是说要来我家，还要住一个晚上。
However, Jesus, he not only requested to come over, but he also asked if he can stay.
太感动了。
He was very moved.
从来没有人这样对他。
Nobody has ever treated him that way.
他发觉自己的不足。
He realizes inadequacies.
马上做出一个决定。
He suddenly made a decision.
第八节,
in verse 8. 监督, in verse 8 it says, But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount.
他只说,我现在要把我一半的全部分给穷人。And
here he says, I will give half of everything I own to the poor.
另外呢,另外一半呢,就看以前骗了谁,就赔偿四倍。
And for the rest of my possessions, I will reflect and see who I have deceived, and I will pay back four times as much.
这样算一算下来，他可能的身家就没有剩几文钱，几文钱了。If
you consider it, after he's done all this, he may have a few coins left.
但是他不介意。
However, he didn't mind.
因为他觉得心灵贫穷更难受啊。Because
he felt like poverty in the heart feels worse than poverty in the world.
肉体可以穷，心里不能穷。
Your fleshly body can be poor, but your heart cannot be poor.
今天耶稣来了，他一定会给我特别的东西。Today,
when Jesus came here, he will give me something special.
没有错，第九节。And
he was right in verse 9.
耶稣说：“今日救恩就到你的家了。”
In verse 9, Jesus said to him, And today salvation has come to this house.
一个心灵贫穷的人会得到什么?
What will a man who is poor in spirit receive?
得到救恩,
he will receive salvation,
就是神的果,
which is the kingdom of God.
他钱没有了,
he didn't have any money left.
但是神来了,
however, God has come.
他从此变成一个很开心的,很满足的人,
and from that day on, he became a very happy, a very content person.
有时候我们想想我们对信仰有没有这种很贫穷,很需要的感觉?
Sometimes we think about whether we have this perspective of much need and much poverty for faith.
我们知道如果这个人很穷的时候会很想要得到钱，对不对？
We know that when someone is poor, they are often desperate for money.
如果你钱包里面都没钱，银行也没钱，你地上看到一块钱，你趴着去捡了。
If your bank account is empty and your coin purse is also empty and you see a dollar on the floor, then you want to get it.
你很穷啊，想着怎么可以赚到一些钱。
Because you're so poor that you are consumed with thoughts of how can I earn more money?
不然我怎么生活?
Otherwise, how can I sustain my livelihood?
这个全世界每一个人都会。
This is natural. It's what everybody in the world thinks.
但是有时候我们忘记心灵贫穷更可怕。
However, sometimes we forget that poverty of the heart is the most scary thing of all.
穷没有关系，我怎么可以得到满足？
If you are poor, that's okay. But how do you get satisfaction?
我要来追求神。
Then the answer is to come and pursue God.
我来追求我的信仰。
To come to pursue my faith.
所以这个就是应付解决我们的心灵的贫穷。
This is a way to solve the poverty within your heart.
好，我们看回来马太福音。
Let's go back to the Gospel of Matthew.
第五章第四节。
Chapter 5, verse 4.
Slide 18. 马太福音五章第四节。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 4.
爱痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Verse 4 says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
怎么得到神的果?
How do we receive the kingdom of God?
这里要学习要做一个爱痛的人。
Here, we are learning to be a mournful person.
为什么要哀痛才可以得到神的果?
Why is it that only when we mourn we can receive the kingdom of God?
伤心不是不好的事吗?
Isn't it a bad thing to be sad?
大家都每天都要快乐啊，活着要快乐啊。
We are often pursuing happiness, and the concept is that we live to be happy.
没有人喜欢伤心。
Nobody really likes to be sad.
但是圣经说，你不伤心，你就得不到快乐。
However, the Bible tells us that if you do not mourn, then it's hard to receive the kingdom of God.
你不哀痛就得不到安慰。
If you do not lament, then it's hard to be comforted.
你要得到神安慰之前，一定要学习怎么样面对悲痛。
Before you receive God in your heart, then you must learn how to mourn.
哎呦，这个算奇怪啊。
How strange.
为什么会这样?
Why is it like this?
我们看诗篇51篇。
Let's take a look at Psalm number 51.
诗篇51篇的第17节。
Psalm number 51 verse 17.
51篇17节。
Psalm number 51 verse 17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
大卫他犯了罪。
David, he sinned.
抢了别人的太太。
He lusted after the wife of another man.
犯了奸淫。
He committed adultery.
然后呢，他又杀了别人的先生。
And he also killed that husband.
用这个事情来掩盖他的罪。
And he used warfare to hide his deed.
当一个人有欲望的时候，他会不惜一切代价去满足他自己。
Often when someone has a strong desire, they will risk everything in order to satisfy that need.
我们不要以为一个不认识神的人才会去犯罪。
Do not think that only someone who does not know God will commit a sin.
魔鬼很厉害，他知道每一个人有他的缺点。
The devil is very cunning, and he knows everybody has some kind of weakness.
他会挑起我们的欲望。
He will dig into your desires.
让我们跟随欲望去放纵自己。
And he will manipulate you to follow your desires to sin.
好了，大卫得到了他想要的东西了。
So David, he begotten what he had desired.
换来什么呢?
What did he get in return?
他很怕被人家发现。
He was very scared that he was going to be discovered.
还有他跟神之间的关系也没有了，也断了。
And also, his relationship with God, it was also broken.
以前是神所喜悦的人。
Before he was a man who, in whom God took joy in.
常常祷告，神都会回应他。
He prayed often, and God would answer him.
他也不祷告，神也不理他。
At this point, he stopped praying, and God stopped responding to him.
一个人如果犯了那么严重的罪， 怎样祷告得下去？
When someone had committed a great sin such as this, how can he continue to pray?
他祷告不下去了。
He didn't know how to pray anymore.
你犯了那么严重的罪，也不会想来教会。
You committed such a great sin, and he no longer wants to come to church.
因为他觉得说我来教会压力很大。
He feels like when I come to church, I feel a lot of stress.
啊，正常的人呢就会逃跑了，躲避。
Then the natural reaction of a human being is to run away.
但是神很爱大卫。
However, God loved David greatly.
给他最后的一次机会。
He gave David one more chance.
派先知拿单去责备他。
And he sent the prophet Nathan to rebuke him. 哇，
他把握了这是最后的机会。
And he took this last opportunity.
如果他不认罪
，if he refused to repent，
或是把拿单杀了。
Or he, or just pretend if he killed Nathan.
把唯一一个知道他犯罪的人消灭掉了。
And he killed the only person who knew that he committed the sin.
他就会成为神弃绝的人。
Then he will be someone that the Lord will forsake.
就像扫罗一样。
Just like Saul.
但是大卫把握他回头的机会。
However, David, he took this opportunity that the Lord gave him to repent.
但是他怎么样才也再次得到那个失去的神的国呢？
Yet how does he rescue the kingdom of God for which he had lost?
本来神同在的，现在神没同在了。
Before, the Lord was abiding with him, and now he is not.
就是这个忧伤的灵。
And how he did that is through a broken and contrite heart.
他说：“神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。”
And he said to the Lord, "A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise."
有时候我们不知不觉啊，在日常的生活当中迷失了。
Sometimes, without us even realizing, we become lost in our daily lives.
做了一些对不起神的事。
We may have done some things that, we feel apologetic toward God.
也许是别人还不知道。
Perhaps other people don't even know.
但是自己知道。
But you yourself are clear.
不想祷告，不想聚会。
You don't want to pray. You don't want to come to service.
祷告也没回应。
When you pray, there seem to be no answer.
神知道你做了什么。
Because God knows what you have done.
魔鬼也知道你做了什么。
So does the devil.
所以一直阻挡你。
And the devil is constantly trying to stop you.
你本来有神的国了，现在失去了。
Originally, you had the kingdom of God within you, but now you have lost it.
怎么办？
What do you do at this point?
没有其他的办法。
You do not have another way.
你一定要回来。
You must return.
跪在神的面前。
You must kneel before the God.
面对自己的过错。
You must kneel before the Lord and admit and acknowledge your mistake.
就像大卫一样。
Just like David.
我觉得大卫非常勇敢。
I feel like David had a lot of courage.
他不但只承认他的错。
He not only admitted to his mistakes.
他还写了一首诗。
He even wrote a song.
就是51篇。
Which is Psalm 51.
让大家去唱，就是我就是这个罪人。
So that it can be sung by other people as well that he was a sinner.
他为了自己的过去很难过。
For his past and his mistakes, he greatly mourned.
当一个人感觉到对神的亏欠的时候
，When someone feels the inadequacies that they've had toward God,
就有希望。
Then there's hope.
我们看哥林多后书七章第九节。
Let's take a look at Second Corinthians chapter 7 verse 9.
哥林多后书七章的第九节。
Let's take a look at Second Corinthians chapter 7 verse 9.
七章第九节。
Chapter 7, verse 9, it says, Yet now I am happy, not because you were made sorry, but because your sorrow led you to repentance. For you became sorrowful as God intended, and so were not harmed in any ways by us. Verse 10, a godly sorrow brings repentance, but worldly sorrow brings death.
这里说两种的忧愁。
Here it describes how there's two different kinds of sorrow.
一种忧愁呢是世俗的忧愁，世界的忧愁。
First, there's sorrow of the world.
啊，你整天担心这个，担心那个。
You're worrying about this and being anxious about that.
哎，到最后的心情就很低落。
And later on, what you end up is a very bad mood.
到最后就进到忧郁症里面。
You become depressed and you might even enter depression.
啊，这个很多人都要吃药，就是这个原因。
And a lot of people they have to take medication for this.
但是有另外一种忧愁，就是按着神的意思来忧愁。
However, there's another kind of sorrow that is godly.
像大卫。
Just like David,
他忧愁了。
He was sorrowful.
因为神看他很忧愁啊，你这样子的人，怎么犯成这样的罪呢？
Because God saw that he was so sorrowful in acknowledging his sin.
因为神也很伤心。
And same with God, he was also sorrowful.
神看到大卫这样子离开他，他也很伤心啊。
When God saw how David departed from him, he was greatly mourning.
所以大卫感觉得到神的这个伤心。
And in that case, David, he was able to empathize with God's sorrow as well.
所以他决定我要改，我一定要回来。
He decided to return and to change to repent.
还有知道神会原谅。
He had faith that God will forgive him.
结果神真的原谅他。
And truly, God did.
所以我们今天啊，有时候要从神的角度去看自己。
Today, sometimes it's good to look at ourselves within the perspective of God.
什么叫从神的角度去看自己？
What does it mean by looking at ourselves from the angle of God?
不是用世界的角度。
Not from the angle of the world.
在世界的人看来，你可能很好。
Perhaps through the angle of the world, you are a very good person.
在神看来，你可能很可怜。
From God's perspective, you may be a rather pitiful person.
神很担心你啊。
God is worried about you.
回来吧。
Please come back.
不要再走远。
Do not stray any farther.
尤其是等一下我们要领圣餐。
Especially later on, we're going to partake the Holy Communion.
我们要悲痛，我们要为自己的软弱，在神面前感觉忧愁。
We must mourn, and for our inadequacies, mistakes, and such, we must be repenting and sorrowful.
但是结果是什么呢？
But what is the end result?
我们看回来马太福音的第五章。
Let's go back to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
这里说，哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Here it says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted."
原来伤心不是一个终点，而是伤心之后有神的安慰。
We can see that the destination is not sorrow. However, it's just a journey.
你一定要经过伤心。
We must experience sorrow and mourning.
我很对不起你。
Lord, I have sinned against you. I am sorry.
主啊，我很软弱。
I am weak.
主啊，我不配。
I am inadequate.
在面前主耶稣面前哭。
I'm unworthy and I cry before you.
诶，这样你一哭一忧愁，主耶稣的安慰就来。
As soon as you have cried, you have mourned, His comfort will come.
你会看到哇，主耶稣的爱啊进到你里面，主耶稣会接纳你。
And you can feel the love of the Lord entering you and His acceptance toward you.
我们有太多弟兄姐妹有这种的感受。
We have so many brothers and sisters who have an experience just like this.
这个叫做重新得到神的果。
This is called to get to regain the kingdom of God.
你本来有，那失去了吗？
You had this kingdom and you lost it.
但是我悔改，我哭。
However, I repented. I cried.
所以这个是需要的。
And this is something that we need to do.
第三点,
the third point.
看回来五章到第五节,
let's take a look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 5.
请读,
Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
这里说要用温柔的心追求神的果。
Here it says that we must have a meek heart in order to pursue the kingdom of God.
那如果你没有温柔呢，没有办法得到。
If you don't have meekness, then it's hard for you to get the kingdom.
不单只是以后的天国。
It's not only the kingdom that will come later on.
这里说要承受地土。
This here, it says they will inherit the earth.
为什么要说地土呢？
Why does it say that they will inherit the earth?
地土就是今生的。
Earth means this life.
神的国不单只是永生的。
God's kingdom is not only the heavenly kingdom.
神的国也在今生。
God's kingdom is also within this life.
所以有句话说，神国在地如天，在地上，但是都是在天上。
There's a saying that says God's kingdom is on earth as if it is in heaven.
譬如说，你的家庭很和睦。
For example, your family is very harmonious.
你跟你太太感情很好。
You have a great relationship with your spouse.
有聊不完的话。
There's endless conversation.
你跟你孩子很亲。
You are very close with your children.
每天在一起，哇，不会吵闹。
You spend time together every day and you seldom fight.
你跟你的同事朋友相处的都很好。
You have a good relationship, good interactions with your coworkers.
无论你换到什么公司，你都可以跟大家处得来。
No matter which company you get transferred to, you are able to get along with everybody.
你去到哪里,
no matter where you go,
大家都对你很好,
and people treat you well.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
不是没有原因的。
It does not happen without reason.
有一些人去到哪里都抱怨别人对他不好。
Some people, no matter where they go, they complain that they're being treated unkindly.
工作换来换去就是不满意。
They're changing their jobs so often, but they are never satisfied.
跟什么人相处都觉得 别人很难搞。
No matter who they're interacting with, they feel like the other person is hard to deal with.
好了，那到底问题在哪里？
Then where is the problem?
有时候问题是我们自己。
Sometimes the problem is ourselves.
当我们心中如果没有神的果的时候，
If we do not have the kingdom of God within our heart,
我们出去生活在地上处处碰壁，很辛苦。
When we are living in this world, then it's like we're bumping into nails left and right.
原因是什么？
And why is that?
因为有时候我们的骄傲啊。
Sometimes it's because of our pride.
我们看不到自己的问题。
We do not see our own issues.
心又很硬，都是别人错，不可能是你，不能是我自己错。
And our hearts are hard, and you say that it's of course everybody else's fault except for your own.
我们缺乏了温柔。
We lack this meekness.
啊，温柔这个翻译英文是 meek， 原文也可以说谦卑的意思。
And even though the translation of English is meekness, however, in the original text, it's synonymous with humility or humbleness.
其实温柔跟谦卑是连在一起。
Of course, gentleness or meekness and humility, they're related.
你谦卑下来的时候，
Once you humble yourself,
你讲话就会很温柔。
When you speak, you will be more gentle.
如果你很高调，你很硬，你讲话就会硬邦邦。
If you are hard of heart, you'll be blunt and you'll be direct, kind of offensive in what you say.
我们看箴言二十五章十五节。
Let's take a look at Proverbs.
箴言二十五章的十五节。
Proverbs chapter 25 verse 15.
二十五章的十五节。
Proverbs chapter 25 verse 15.
读。
Proverbs chapter 25 verse 15 says, "Through patience a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone."
啊，这是圣经啊，说温柔的力量很大。
This passage of the Bible says how powerful is gentleness.
就说温柔的舌头啊，可以把一根骨头折断。
Here it says a gentle tongue can break a bone.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
这里说了，你要劝那个君王的时候，你不能骂他嘛，对不对？
Here it says when you're trying to persuade a ruler, it may not be a good idea to rebuke him.
他的权力比你大，你怎么可以跟他硬来的？
His authority and power is greater than you, then how can you strike a stone when you're an ape?
但是你可以改变他。
However, you can change him.
慢慢讲。
Slowly speak to him.
说很谦卑的讲。
Speak to him with humility.
说不定他会听你。
And you never know, he may just listen to you.
他一次不听你，你改天有机会再讲。
If it doesn't work the first time, then come back another day and try again.
所以说，温柔的舌头到最后，硬的骨头都可以折断。
A gentle tongue can eventually break a bone.
哇，今天这个我们自己要生活当中要体验。
This is an experience that we ought to have in our daily life.
有一些人讲话很不温柔。
Some people, when they speak, it's very ungentle.
一开口就骂人。
As soon as they open their mouth, it's rebuke and harshness.
有一些语言呢，他们听他们在讲话的时候，你听不懂，但是你觉得他们在吵架。
Sometimes you hear a foreign language, and even though you don't know what they're saying, but it sounds like they're arguing.
哇，叭叭叭叭叭叭，这样的好像吵架一样。
It's very blunt.
啊，那有一些文化呢，不是很温柔。
And there's some cultures that are not very gentle.
但是圣经告诉我们说，温柔你可以改变人。
However, in the Bible it says that gentleness can change a person.
呀，我记得有一次去这个别的国家。
I remember once I went to another country.
啊，一对夫妻在进一个超市。
And a couple was going into a grocery store.
那个太太在这个收银台。
And the wife was at the cashier.
啊，丈夫在后面理货。
And the husband he was stocking in the back.
她叫她丈夫过来。
And the wife called her husband over.
很大声，哇，大家过来，过来。
And she called him really loudly. She said, "Come here."
我在旁边吓一跳。
And it actually startled me.
我说你那么大声干什么？
And I said, "What's wrong?"
我大声，我不然他怎么听见？
And then she said, "Well, if I don't yell at him, how can he hear me?"
但是我看他常常讲话也是很大声。
But then I see that she talks like that even in everyday conversation.
先生就在旁边被他叫了，跑来跑去。
And the husband is almost being commanded by her here and there.
我说姐妹啊，要学习温柔一点的。
And I said, sister, it might be good if you are gentle.
讲话越大声哦，先生越怕你。
And then I said, if you are always yelling, then don't you think your husband may be afraid of you?
怕你不一定是好事。
And being scared of you, it might not be a good thing.
你要讲话温柔的。
To speak gently.
我们知道在枕头边讲话温温柔柔讲的时候，先生就没办法了，还是要听。
We know that sometimes when you're lying down and you're both your heads are on a pillow and you're speaking gently, it's easy to persuade your husband and so.
丈夫对太太也要温柔啊。
And same thing, it's not just one way, but husbands must also be gentle.
更需要温柔。
Husbands even more so need to be gentle with their wives.
温柔是什么?
What is meekness?
温柔不代表软弱。
Weakness or gentleness is not weakness.
温柔就代表你可以控制自己的脾气。
Weakness or meekness or gentleness is not weakness, but it means that you are able to control your temper.
你可以慢一点。
That you are able to speak slowly.
你不会那么容易生气。
You're not easy to anger.
你会再慢慢好好讲。
You can speak civilly.
其实温柔的人呢，力量更大。
When you look at a gentle person, they're actually quite powerful.
我们要得到神的果。
We must receive the kingdom of God.
不单指以后去天国。
Not only because we want to go to heaven in the future.
地上你要得到神的果。
But also on this earth, we must also pursue the kingdom of God.
改变你的婚姻,
it will change your marriage.
改变你跟儿女的关系,
it will change your relationship with your sons and daughters.
改变你跟别人的关系,
it will change your interaction with others.
我们这叫学习温柔谦卑。
This is something that we must learn to be meek, to be humble.
我们看马太福音11章29节。
Let's take a look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 29.
马太福音11章29节。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 29.
29节。
Verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
通常我们读这一段的时候呢，只会读28节。
Usually, when we read this passage, we only really focus on verse 28.
耶稣说啊，劳苦担重担的，你就来吧，劳顿。
Verse 28, where Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
对，我们叫人来教会了。
And so we ask people to come to church.
叫人信耶稣了。
We convince people to believe in Jesus.
好像信了就马上就得安息了。
As soon as you believe, you will receive this peace.
我们都没有读29节。
But we do not read verse 29 yet.
很多基督徒说我信了都没有安息，为什么？
Some Christians even say, I don't have peace even this day.
我跟我家人的关系还是很不好，他们都没改变。My
relationship with my family is still kind of rocky. They have not changed.
我就很希望耶稣改变一下我儿子。I
really hope that Jesus can change my son.
改变一下我的先生。To
change my husband.
他都没改变。And
they have still not been changed.
我都很多重担。I
have so much burden.
对，因为你没有看29节。
And I must say that it's because you did not look at verse 29.
耶稣说啊,
Jesus had said, Jesus had said, for I am gentle and humble in heart.
耶稣心很低，很谦卑自己。
Jesus' heart is very low and humble.
他本来是神。
He was God.
但是他来到世上，用人的角度跟人家讲话。
However, coming to the world, he was speaking to others as a human being.
这个就不简单。
This is not an easy thing to do.
他可以用很权柄的高的角度来讲。
He had such authority and power that he could use in conversation.
他可以高姿态下来说，你要给我改。
He can come down in his full authority as God and tell us that we must change.
不改我就刑罚你。
If you do not change, then I will punish you.
把你们这些人丢到地狱里面去。
I will throw you in hell.
你看这样讲也是可以啊，也没有错，对不对？
Technically, if he spoke to us this way, it's not wrong. He has the right to do so.
但是有人会听他吗？
However, will people listen to him?
所以直接是用另外一个方法。
Jesus used another method.
很慢。
He was slow.
慢慢讲。
He slowly spoke.
把自己降得很低。
He lowered himself to the minimal.
跟这些人呢，整天在一起。
And he spent a lot of time with people.
了解他们。
To get to know them.
说话、行事都有一个很低的姿态。
And in his speech and conduct, he was lowly and he was humble.
所以主耶稣说，我是温柔谦卑的。
This is why Jesus said, I am gentle and humble in heart.
你们要负我的轭。
You must take my yoke upon you.
不是说没有轭的，你要学这个。
Not to say that you don't have a yoke and you must learn.
学谦卑不容易。
But that you must learn how to be humble, and learning humility is not easy.
很多时候我们得不到神的果，就是一个原因，不够谦卑。
Oftentimes, when we are unable to receive the kingdom of God, it's because of one reason: is we're unable to humble ourselves.
没有安息。
We do not have peace. We do not have rest, and it's because we are unable to be humble enough.
譬如说啊，我们想想，如果你讲话常都很急的，很快，很急。
For example, if you find that you're often quick to talk and you're very impatient in your speech,
讲话很大声,
you talk very loudly,
很容易发脾气,
you're easily angered,
还有你永远不会说对不起,
or you never want to say that you're sorry.
哎，你想一想，有没有温柔谦卑？
Then you can reflect on this and ask yourself, do you actually have gentleness and humility?
没有谦卑温柔，当然就没有安息。
If you do not have humility and weakness, then of course you do not have rest.
所以从今天开始。
Then we start from today.
我回家讲话再慢半拍。
When I go home from church today, I will slow down my speech by just half a beat.
想要生气的时候要控制住。
When I want to be angry, then I control myself.
要用理性，还有了解我们身边的人的软弱。
We ought to get to know the people around us, their weaknesses, and use our logic to handle the situation.
这样我们就可以得到安息。
Then in this way, we're able to receive the kingdom of God, and we're able to receive His rest.
这个就是追求神的国。
This is how we pursue the kingdom of God.
我们这一节讲到这里，唱诗403首。
And this concludes our session. Let's sing a hymn number 403.